Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Nicolas Sarkozy.
Huh? The leader of France.
Yes, he's a 1-3 projector on the right angle cross of the four ways. He's in the quarter of mutation. He's a fourth color, right fixed, split definition. He has a conscious logical mind, 1762, and an electromagnetic, 2644.
Yep, it's really interesting. You know, we're looking at the chart of a world leader, and it takes other people to keep you and get you there and everything else. And, you know, so we're not just looking at an individual, we're looking at a leader of millions of people, and kind of understanding that projector.
Another projector.
Gotta love these projectors.
Gotta love these projectors. But it's just, I think probably, now it would be very interesting to do this research, but I bet if you went back, like, I don't know how many years, but it's like we had manifestors and manifesting generators. Anyway, currently, you know, in this crop of leaders, and they're kind of young, we've got all of these projectors. He's 55, right? I mean, he's, you know, he's going to be 55.
Yeah.
Relatively young leaders and projectors.
Oh, when you think, I mean, Napoleon, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, you know, Barack Obama now.
Well, but I think they were in the minority. And I think that, you know, if we look at more and more of these leaders, you know, there's a number of them that are projectors. Anyway, I mean, we would expect that. That's kind of the time when we're in, and that these are the people that really are here to guide. But what we know is it's so important, you know, who they have on their teams.
Yeah, no, I think looking at his design, open G, I am France, you know, I am the people, I'm, you know, and transmitting this, and this organizational being, you know.
I mean, he's recognized
or
as
manipulating the organization.
As a skilled politician, right, and a striking orator. I mean, right. Talk about recognition as a projector. That's it. He is right. A skilled politician, and he's a striking orator.
A skilled manipulator.
Right.
Of
well,
the
what is a politician but a manipulator? I mean,
okay,
really.
Relax. Okay, back off.
You know, they
well,
are.
Well, look, 56 gate, fourth line, perfection of the superficial personality, able to mask its true feelings in stimulating people. You know, part of that abstract emotional circuit, which, by the way, he has open. You know, it's like really being able to tell people a story and weave in the details and the facts, you know, because this guy is on the right angle cross of the four ways, which is the way of need, which is about the full refrigerator. We need food. And
yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know, that at 4 years old, his father actually left his mother and went off and made a fortune, married, you know, and had other children and never sent any money home. And so one of the comments that, you know, Sarkozy makes is that he is who he is today as a sum of all the humiliations that he suffered during his childhood because, you know, he felt inferior to, you know, his wealthier playmates and, you know, other people around him, right? And so I think, yes, he's been really driven by this need,
right,
you know, to succeed, this need to be recognized. I mean, he became a lawyer, right? He's, I mean, that's basically his education as a lawyer. But, at, you know, he could see that politics, obviously, was his way. And that at 23, he was a city councilor. At 28, he was like the youngest mayor of a town in France that was over 50,000 people. I mean, he started very young into politics.
Right, right. No. I mean, that defined ego, the heart center, you know, and 50th gate, second line, determination, you know, and about the values and the principles and things like that. That I think this guy is good for France. I think it's very, he's very focused on his territory.
Well, I think he's come at a time, you know, at this, here we have an economic crisis that's at a global level, and that, you know, he's stepping in here and saying, you know, that the French need to work harder, you know, that things really need to change. And you know, he's the kind of person clearly that they needed. I mean, he was elected in 2007. I don't know how things are going for him right now, but you
Right.
know, but I think he's come in and definitely is seeing how, as a territory in that sense, how France needs to really, you know, get itself together in this new global society.
Oh, I think 19th gave first interdependence. You know that, oh, it's more moving parts that we have to take into account.
And not lose our individual character,
Well, that's the
right?
idea with that whole definition. That's what's so interesting, that interdependence is, oh, you work with others but maintain your individual identity in this. And certainly this guy can do that with that defined heart center. You know, defined heart center people just know how to operate and survive in this mundane world. And that, oh, can he manipulate and work with the egos of other people? With that 44, he has two activations of it, manipulation, and it's his design sun also, which is being prepared for any interference you might encounter.
Well, and it's, you know, I mean, politically, you know, he was associated with Chirac, right? He was like with him and part of his ministry and all of this, right? And then he actually stood up against him and said, okay, no, because the guy was like spending more money than France had ever seen, right? And so, you know, he kind of stood up against him, went against him, ultimately gained favor. And then, you know, when he was running for election in 2007, Chirac is saying, well, I'm for this guy, right? And so this ability, right? I mean, that was just
Chirac says he's
Chirac,
for Nicolas Sarkozy.
right after the, you know, the guys come out against him, right? And he's saying, well, you know, everybody else is for this guy. I have to be for him too. So yeah, this ability to, and you know, that had to be the biggest ego that was there in France at the time, right? And so yeah, this.
No, I mean, 1-3 profile, you know, sees things in black and white, weakness, strength, very investigative, very, you know, getting to the foundation, having foundation knowledge. I mean, we don't know what goes on in the back room of why Chirac would come out for him, but it could be pictures of him with a chicken or something. You know, we don't know
I
what
don't
goes
know any of
on.
that. I mean, you know, well, you know, and we know what the press tells us, right? I mean, you know, so it's all, it, you know, it's all limited in a certain way. But it's just, it's a pretty interesting design, I think. I mean, it's collective, it's tribal. He doesn't have any individuality, right? And so, in many ways, you know, it's especially, I think, this collective mind of his, of being able to see this bigger picture, this ability to really see how the whole world is organizing itself. And oh, by the way, we as a tribe, you know, I'm going to speak for us about what we need to do to be, you know, part of the play.
Right, to organize our details and principles. What is that 43rd gate? Second line, dedication, you know, dedicated to organizing his principles and being able to communicate it with that perfection of the superficial personality and open solar plex. So this could be a very cool customer, you know, you know, open route. So in pressure, doesn't like pressure, speeds up, gets in a hurry. I don't know what the reception for that. I know there were riots in France, the unions
Oh,
and
right. I
stuff like
mean, you know,
that.
I mean, he's dealing with, you know, as we know, all of these people at this level, they're dealing with a lot of pressure, economic pressure, you know, to take away. I mean, I think probably the biggest thing is to take away some of the entitlements that, you know, came into being over these, you know, last decades. And so these people are having to step in and say, no, we have to cut back. You know, we have to make difficult kinds of decisions. And so there's a lot of pressure, you know, because of that sort of thing.
No, I think
But
you
he's
know.
very adaptable. I mean, I think, you know, that third line, the unconscious third line, he's got, you know, this ability, I think. And again, it's part of what makes him a skilled politician is that, you know, he's listening, he's paying attention, you know, he's moving and adapting and yes, manipulating, really.
Right,
You know, that you know, but you know, that line that he has of manipulation is a great line, because it's this ability to transform this interaction with these inferior elements and to, you know,
find
to
a place for
find
everyone.
A place for everyone at the same time. And
right.
So, you know, that's what you would call a consummate, you know, politician.
Yep.
Really.
Oh yeah, and you know, 62.5, reach out to others.
Mm-hmm.
17.5, and you know, so there's that real harmony there in practicality with the 1762, but no man is an island.
Well,
so,
yeah, and he's a split definition, he's a projector. I mean, he really needs other people.
Yeah. Well, let's see if he needs Carla Bruni. What
All
do you
right.
say?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.